Episode 19 of the Rookie Big Board Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, as always. And if I sound exhausted, I am. I'm recording this episode 11 o'clock at night, day three of the NFL Draft. And it has been a wild, crazy, absolutely tremendous weekend. I wanted to quickly put together one more episode here before you hit Monday, because Monday is the day for a lot of us at our rookie drafts kickoff. So I wanted to give you one more extra piece of resources, extra tools before you head into your rookie draft. So I'm excited to jump into that. I do just have to say, everybody in the patron chat, everybody taking advantage of the rookie big board, I appreciate you. I'm so glad it's a good resource. I enjoyed so much spending time in the Slack channel reacting to all the picks with you this weekend. So if you're listening, you're not a part of it, patreon.com/theffeducator, $3 a month will get you access to the rookie big board to use for your rookie drafts. I have that 90% updated going in after I finish this, and I'll spend the next couple hours here finishing off the rookie big board updates. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for what I'm calling some rapid reactions ADP. What I have done here is, since the draft ended on day three, I have done three mock drafts. And so three different setups here. One of the mock drafts was with two fellow analysts, and it's actually the episode prior to this. It's episode 18 of the Rookie Big Board with Garrett Price and Drew O from Bulletproof Fantasy Football. So you can actually listen and get the details on that mock draft. I have also done an NFL Draft Bible mock draft for the draft seminar, which is the episode that will release on Sunday for the NFL Draft Bible. And that is with John Lobb, as well as Anthony Corrente and Ryan Searfoss. So that is our NFL Draft Bible fantasy football reaction. And I've also done a mock draft with the patrons. 12 of y'all joined me to do a mock draft as well here on day three. So I have three sets of data. And I want to compare the instant reactions here, the rapid reactions, to the landing spots here of our rookies for fantasy football purposes. Now, I'm going to move through this ADP fairly quickly here because I don't want this to be a super long episode. Like I said, I'm going in and inputting all of the projections from day three after this, and I already have all of the day one and day two projections and updated draft capital in the rookie big board. So let's jump into it here. I want to first off point out here that there does seem to be an immediate group of players that are appealing for fantasy football purposes in the first two rounds. So I'm only collecting two rounds here of rapid reaction data. And there's only 26 players that registered in ADP. So out of the 24 potential slots, only 26 players got drafted within those three mock drafts. So that to me says that we feel pretty good about who should be included. So we're just trying to figure out the order at this point. Now, I should point out Superflex, PPR, no tight end premium ADP is what I'm collecting here. Trevor Lawrence, this is an easy one. Nobody got funky. Nobody got funny. Trevor Lawrence, ADP of one, first pick overall across the board. Now, things strayed a little bit in the NFL Draft Bible mock draft. Anthony took Trey Lance as the second pick, but in both the rookie big board and the patron mock drafts, Justin Fields was the second quarterback, so he has an ADP of two here. You'll hear my analysis on that. I'm in on Justin Fields. I'm in on the Chicago landing spot. He's going to hold his quarterback two on the rookie big board for me. A little bit more variance here with Trey Lance. He does come in three, and this is a really critical pivot point. Even in a super flex mock draft, you don't be surprised if Najee Harris or Ja'Marr Chase goes over Trey Lance, but Trey Lance does hold an ADP. He was the second pick in the NFL Draft Bible. He was third in the patron mock, and he was actually fifth in the rookie big board mock. That's the one with Garrett and Drew. So Trey Lance will hold his ADP of three. Najee Harris has ADP of four. I think for the most part, Najee Harris will be the first non-quarterback off the board in the majority of rookie drafts. I am all in on that. The initial projections for Najee Harris, for me, is a top 10 fantasy football running back year one. It's so seasonal, absolute slam. Najee Harris, top 10 running back. I am all in. Any inefficiencies that will come from a weak Pittsburgh offensive line, I'm cool with Najee Harris's pass catching upside offsetting that. By the way, if you're a patron at the $6 level, you can have access to the full projections that I have for every fantasy football player this season, and all the rookies are plugged into that. You'll see Najee Harris is right up there with some of those top backs that we get excited about. Coming in at 5 here is Ja'Marr Chase. So you'll see both Najee Harris and Ja'Marr Chase pretty easily considered, I think, at this point, especially with landing spots sorted out, the running back and wide receiver ones of this class. Ja'Marr Chase came in at 5, 4, and 6, so he has an ADP of exactly 5. Now, this is really interesting. You know, the question is, where does Zach Wilson rank up with these other quarterbacks? Because you can see there's a tier drop, despite the fact that Zach Wilson was the second overall pick. Zach Wilson has an ADP of 7. He ranks in my big board at 7. And he was drafted 8th, 6th, and 8th. I'm sorry. Zach Wilson was drafted 7th, 7th, and 7th. And he has an ADP of 7. Ranked 6 here. And he's 7th on the rookie big board. So you could see that is a spot where I think Zach Wilson is going to sit. I think we're going to take our running back and our wide receivers ones ahead of Zach Wilson. And I think he's just going to be there. In a super flex league, you take Zach Wilson there because you can't ignore the quarterback value. Now, I love seeing this. Jalen Waddle, my wide receiver 2 pre-draft, my wide receiver 2 post-draft, comes in at 7 on our ADP here. I got that a little mixed up. Zach Wilson 6, Jalen Waddle is 7. And I love it. I love the landing spot for Jalen Waddle. Great volume. And I think for a lot of folks, he's going to rise up and be the clear wide receiver 2, which I love. That's where I've had him all along. Now, this is interesting. Travis Etienne here comes in at 8. He has an ADP of 8. He was taken right around that spot. He was a little high in the Patriot mock draft relative to the NFL draft Bible and rookie big board. He was 5 in the Patriot mock draft. I think a lot of that was based on pre-draft ADP. And with the NFL draft Bible, he was 10. Rookie big board, he was 9. So this is a little high for Travis Etienne, but he's going to come in at 8. This is the one we're all waiting to see. Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts came in at 9 here. He has 6 in the NFL draft Bible. That was the highest he went. He went 10th in the rookie big board. He went 9th in the patron mock. So 9 feels about right for Kyle Pitts. I think you could take him 8 and be comfortable. The Atlanta landing spot is really the best case scenario for Kyle Pitts for me. So I'm going to be comfortable taking him 8, 9. Probably 8 is the earliest I'd feel comfortable taking him. I have him pegged in for about 80 targets as a rookie. So I like him in Atlanta. I think Julio and Calvin Ridley will pull off top coverage. It's going to be hard to double team Kyle Pitts. So 9 in ADP is about right. Devonta Smith here comes in at 10. He's wide receiver 3 in ADP. He went 9th, 11th, and 11th in the 3 drafts. So 10 is about spot on. I think in Philadelphia, he's set for 100 targets his rookie season, which I love. That gives him nice opportunity. The next two guys were interesting landing spots, but they went really consistently here. Javonte Williams went 12, 8th, and 12th. Javonte went 8th in the rookie big board one, and that was with Price. And Price is a big Javonte Williams fan. He had him as his running back 1 pre-draft. He was not super worried about the Denver landing spot. I'm a little bit more worried about the Denver landing spot. And you know I have been lower on Javonte Williams, but it was interesting in the NFL draft Bible mock, I was actually the one who selected him. He fell all the way to the 12th pick. And I feel like at the 12th pick, that's not a value that you could pass up on, despite the fact that I don't like him as much as Etienne or Harris. I do like him a lot more than our next options up at the running back position. So he comes in at 11. Terrace Marshall is my guy. We saw a slide. We did not get round 1 draft capital, but we got round 2 draft capital. And we got a very, very nice landing spot. I go into detail in all of the mocks here, NFL Draft Bible and Rookie Big Board especially, details on Terrace Marshall and why I'm so into him. I'm going to be talking about it a lot, so I won't go into too much detail. But the short of it is, there's volume with Terrace Marshall in Carolina, and he's reunited with Joe Brady, and he's going to play big slot. And I think all of those things are really good news. Here is a really interesting pick. Mac Jones comes in here with an ADP of 13. That's the first pick in the second round. And I think that's about right. He went 18th in the NFL draft Bible. He went 14th in the rookie big board. And he went 10th in the patron mock. So I think folks are going to be itching to take that last quarterback here with some that has legitimate starter potential quickly. But it's not going to be me. just going to let somebody else take that draft pick. And if I miss on it, I miss on it. But I would rather let somebody else take Mac Jones and try to figure it out. But early second round is where he will probably go. I don't think you should touch him in the first round. Elijah Moore. This is an interesting one. Elijah Moore came in here at 14. So he's the next wide receiver up. It puts him as wide receiver 5. He went 13th, 15th, and 15th. I think there's still some indecisiveness about whether or not the Jets are good for Elijah Moore. I think if they literally plug him into the Jamison Crowder role, give him that volume, improve the quarterback position there, and then add in the upside with Elijah Moore, I'm into that, and I could get behind that. I have not finalized the rookie big board numbers yet. They will all be finalized by Sunday for sure, so you can have them for your Monday mock drafts or your Monday real drafts. But for right now, Elijah Moore is wide receiver 5. Rashad Bateman is coming in here at 15. That's 203, and that's wide receiver 6. This is really interesting to me. Rashad Bateman came in 13th in the rookie big board, 13th in the patron mock, and 20th in the NFL Draft Bible mock. Remember, that's the one with the other fantasy analysts from the NFL Draft Bible. And I was the one that took Rashad Bateman because he fell to me at 208. And you know I've been lower on Rashad Bateman for a little while now, but in the Baltimore landing spot, I understand why folks have cooled off on him, but you know he's still a talented wide receiver. If you compare him to some of the pre-draft grades that I gave to some of these other wide receivers, he's still higher. Despite the fact that I was lower than consensus, I never gave Rashad Bateman a terrible grade. But Baltimore is going to be a little bit of a challenge. I think he'll be lucky if he sees 75 targets as a rookie. So there's reason to proceed with caution with Rashad Bateman, but I took him at 20 because I felt that was a huge value point there for Rashad Bateman. So if there's a point of value, take Rashad Bateman. Otherwise, I'm probably letting him slide to my league mates. Rondale Moore, he's 16th in rank right here. He's the 204, and this was a really consistent one. He went 16, 16, and 17. So mid-second round, it looks like, is where Rondale Moore will go. And I like it. Shiny red car. I think it's a perfect fit in that Arizona offense with Cliff Kingsbury and Rondale Moore. The question will be whether or not he could get touchdowns. But at 204, depending on who's on the board, there's a good chance I'd be willing to go in on Rondale Moore. I'm into that. 205, Trey Sermon. He went 17th, 19th, and 14th. A little less consensus with Trey Sermon. I think a lot of folks are concerned about whether or not he's going to be the running back in the San Francisco backfield. I think that's a very legitimate concern. I bought into a lot of Trey Sermon Devy shares here over the past month. I'm happy because I do feel like his value increased. If he's 205 right now, I think Trey Sermon pre-draft was somewhere in that 210 to 302 range. So I think he got his ADP got a nice bump. His value got a nice bump. I'm not opposed. If people come to me looking to trade for Trey Sermon and I could get more than what I traded for him a month ago, I'd probably flip him quickly. But if you're on the clock, you're looking for some running back help there with the 205, Trey Sermon is not a bad choice. Here is such a fun, interesting one. Amon-Ra St. Brown. He comes in at 206 in our ADP, 18th overall. I hope I'm doing the math numbers right there because, like I said, it's the end of day 3 here. But I wanted to get this rapid reaction ADP out because I think it's so important for us to gauge value, especially for our quick rookie drafts. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, he came in at 14th in the NFL Draft Bible, 20 and 19th. So he skewed a little high, but I'm all in on it. I understand the draft capital isn't there, and I haven't plugged him in yet because he's a day 3 guy. But I imagine when I plug him into my projections, we're going to be looking at some high volume. And Amon-Ra St. Brown was a guy that did everything well at USC. I think the only, and a former top prospect, by the way. And I think the only reason that he fell a little bit is because sometimes wide receivers fall because they don't do anything elite. But if you do everything good, you last in the NFL and you hang around. So at the mid-second round, Amon-Ra St. Brown, if I'm sitting there with the 18th overall selection, I'm smashing that all day. This is a really interesting one. You could see there was a little disagreement here about number 19. It's Michael Carter with the New York Jets. So Michael Carter, 15, NFL Draft Bible, 16, Patron, 23, Rookie Big Board. And that was the one with me, Drew, and Price. So he fell in the analyst specific one. So it's interesting here with Michael Carter. I mean, the volume is clearly there. And when there's opportunity, I'm willing to buy in. So I liked Michael Carter. I gave him a good grade. I didn't give him a great grade. So I'm willing to buy in on Michael Carter here with the 19th overall pick. I'd give you the green light for that one. I would not chase high second round on him. And he did go 15 in the NFL Draft Bible, I wouldn't go that high with Michael Carter. But at 19, that feels a little bit better. Number 20, I hate this pick. I'm fading it. I'm not interested. I'm not taking him anywhere. I really don't care the value point. Kadarius Toney. He went 19th, 17th, and 22nd. I'm not interested. It's manufactured production. It's in a bad offense. As a Giants fan, I'm telling you it's a bad offense. There's other mouths to feed. I think he's a gadget piece. He might help the offense overall. I don't think it's good for fantasy football. You could talk down Sterling Shepard all you want. You could justify it all you want. I really just do not see it with Kadarius Toney. Until further notice, we are fading hard. 21, I absolutely love it. Dwayne Eskridge. I planted my flag pre-draft, and I said Dwayne Eskridge will be a second-round rookie pick, and he is. He went 23, 21, 21. I like the Seattle landing spot. Listen, past the top couple guys, everybody is stepping into competition. Everybody is splitting volume for the most part when you're drafted as a wide receiver in the NFL. Let me split volume with Russell Wilson, one of the most efficient, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league. I know the volume's a little bit lower, but I'll tell you what, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett have done just fine with smaller volume, and Russell Wilson's been making an effort to pass the ball more. So I'm in on Dwayne Eskridge in Seattle. I love it. Put him in the slot or let him play along the boundary. Keep Tyler Lockett in the slot. I think you have some flexibility with the way you work those guys around the field. I like it a ton. I'm taking Dwayne Eskridge at 21, 10 out of 10 times. Pat Freiermuth is number 22. He went 24, 18, 23. I like Pat Freiermuth. I took him there 18. I actually think I might have taken Pat Freiermuth in all three of these, actually. And I'll tell you why. After Pat Freiermuth, it's a tight end drop-off, probably at least a full round until late third that I'll go for Brevin Jordan. And I'm a Brevin Jordan fan. I've been hyping him up. It doesn't look good for me with that take right now. I own my good takes. I own my bad takes. He fell. I don't know if it was a bad pro day. I don't know if it was the medicals. But what I do know, he's the best tight end in Houston right now. Yeah, even if he went in the fifth round. But the Houston passing game, we have to assume Deshaun Watson's not coming back. I don't know what that's going to mean for Brevin Jordan. So my point being here is that I like Pat Freiermuth's landing spot. I like the Pittsburgh offense. I like Pat Freiermuth. And I think in 3 years, Pat Freiermuth could be a tight end one. So I'm going to get the last tight end that I legitimately am interested in investing in here at the back end of the second round. I'm going to do that, you know, 8 out of 10 times. I love that. Coming in at number 23 here is Tylan Wallace. This is going to be a really interesting pick. He came in 22, 20, and he didn't register in one draft. He wasn't taken in one draft. So the Tylan Wallace, you have to love the player. You have to trust your pre-draft evaluation. My pre-draft wide receiver 5, I love him as a Ravens fan. I love that he's in Baltimore. I don't think the volume is going to be there. So I hate to say it. I'm probably going to have to fade Tylan Wallace for the most part. But, you know, go ahead and get your guy. If you love Tylan Wallace, you are justified. You are empowered to go and get him at 23. The last player that technically registered here is Amari Rodgers. He went 21. And then he went unregistered in two other drafts. So he only got taken in the NFL Draft Bible mock draft, but he got taken high. And I like Amari Rodgers a ton. He landed in Green Bay. Assuming Aaron Rodgers is there, Amari Rodgers is a smash pick. He's a great underneath guy. He's going to soak up volume. And that's what we wanted. We finally got a wide receiver to Green Bay. I know it wasn't first-round draft capital, but Amari Rodgers is pro-ready. He's going to hit the ground running. He's going to contribute right away. So I like Amari Rodgers. Quickly here, two more players did not register with the top 24 ADP, but were drafted in these three drafts. Dyami Brown was drafted in two drafts, 22nd and 24. He actually tied with Amari Rodgers in ADP. So actually, technically, you could look at both of these guys as 24. Dyami Brown, I don't love. I think that's the best way to put it. Washington football team, I like it, I don't love it. You know, his profile ahead of time, I liked it, I didn't love it. So I think the Dyami Brown truthers from pre-draft are going to cling to that. He didn't get high draft capital. He got decent draft capital. I like it. I don't love it. That's Dyami Brown for me. I like him. I don't love him. So it's fine. I probably won't get him just because I think folks are going to take him mid-second round. I'm not going to take him that high. But, you know, early third round, I'd probably be interested in it. And the last guy, quickly, Kenny Gainwell. I took him at the end of the rookie big board. I took him 24. Listen, I like Kenny Gainwell. I like his evaluation. He's not going to do much with Miles Sanders there, but if Miles Sanders goes down, misses time, we've already seen that before, and they may even put Kenny Gainwell out in the slot They might let him, just be on the field for a change of pace type back, get passing targets. So I think Philadelphia could be creative in what they are looking to do with Kenny Gainwell. So, there's a little bit of a drop off here. Again, good pre-draft evaluation, nice tape grade. So I'm going to give him a shot. You know, end of the second round, last pick in this mock draft, I decided to go for Kenny Gainwell. And I think that's perfectly acceptable, perfectly fine thing to do. That's your rapid reaction ADP. Again, this was collected from three drafts that I did, NFL Draft Bible, Rookie Big Board, and a mock with the patrons. If you want to do more, if you want to get in on some of these patron mocks, if you want to get in on the Slack channel, if you want to get access to the Rookie Big Board, $3 a month, patreon.com/theffeducator. I appreciate you checking this out. And by the way, I mentioned rookie mock draft starting, personalized draft advice, one-on-one consolation calls. The Slack channel has an on-the-clock channel now where we talk about our picks while we're on the clock, get some advice. So all of that, just $3 a month, patreon.com/theffeducator. Thanks for checking out this episode, and good luck on your rookie mock drafts.